Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, Mike used Kyle Hendricks against the Padres' AAA lineup, and now he's going to tilt through the entire show.
It is currently 2-0 with no outs in the top of the first.
Good job, Kyle Hendricks. You're almost as good as the Rockies at Coors against Ruby De La Rosa. I am Heath Cummings. He is Mike McClure. This is the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. Chris Towers not able to attend. That's sad.
Very.
But we're going to get through it without him. We're going to work through the evening slate. I did not play the day slate because, if you'll remember, I decided a week ago that I suck at day slates.
Okay. I think I remember you saying that.
I don't know why it is. It doesn't make any sense. It turned out I wasn't very good last night either, but I'm not taking the blame for that.
No.
I'm blaming that solely on the Rockies.
They suck.
What really happened was, and this is something that's difficult to deal with, and I feel like it's another skill to DFS that maybe gets understated, is late swap skill.
Definitely.
And I had a lot of Pirate stacks last night. I had a lot, not a lot, but my second highest owned pitcher was Juan Nicasio. And then about 6:30, our good friend Kevin Roth basically told me I couldn't play either one of them. So I got rid of all of them.
Yeah, you had some swapping to do then.
I did a lot of swapping.
Yeah.
And most of my Nicasio shares turned into a little bit of Adam Conley. He sucked.
He did.
A little bit of Joe Ross. He wasn't good. And a lot of Drew Smyly. Also not good.
Not good.
I stacked the A's against Sean O'Sullivan. I should have stacked either side of that game.
Apparently.
And then I had all kinds of... I had so much more course exposure because I had to take all those Pirates out of my lineup, and I just... It was so easy to take out McCutcheon and Marte and put in Parra and Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
So that didn't go well. Speaking of the Red Sox, we're going to do things a little bit differently because I wrote today in the article that one of the worst feelings is when you're just sitting there, not really doing anything, working, drinking beer at home, watching TV, and you realize I was supposed to be somewhere 15 minutes ago, and I have no excuse for being late, mm-hmm. and I really want to go to that place. Now do I go and just show up late and everybody knows that I'm late, or do I just skip it? And that's how I feel with the Red Sox offense tonight.
Yeah.
I should have been there two games ago. They've cost me money,
mm-hmm.
and today they face, I'm going to make the case for the worst starting pitcher in baseball.
He's definitely near the bottom.
Eric Sorkamp is the only active starting pitcher with at least 75 innings pitched that has an ERA over 6,
wow.
and a K per 9 below 6. He gives up more runs than he gets strikeouts in games.
That's hard to do.
And the Red Sox are currently the best offense in the American League.
And playing at home.
So are the Red Sox the chalk?
I think they have to be tonight, yeah. With the Coors game and the day slate. Yeah.
I don't think I care. So I'm going to show up late to the Red Sox party. I will probably be the one that crashes the party and turns it into not being a party anymore. Mm-hmm. And everybody can laugh at me. Let's go to the starting pitchers. There are four pitchers above $9,000. Lackey, Scherzer, Jordan Zimmermann, and Thor. Thor's the best pitcher.
Yeah.
Zimmerman's the luckiest.
Are you 100% sure that Thor's better than Scherzer? Is he past him on your rankings? Overall?
Technically, no. I have Scherzer fourth overall. I have Syndergaard fifth.
Yeah.
So he's the best pitcher going right now.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
John Lackey, I don't believe in, and we're seeing the offensive outburst from the Padres today.
That's good. They're going to get it out of their systems this morning, and tonight it's going to be a different story.
I'm going to have more Scherzer than anybody else in this group. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. Yep.
The Tigers strike out about 24.6% of the time against right-handed pitchers, and most of the time when they face right-handed pitchers, they're not using a pitcher.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to today. They can either play V-Mart or Miggy, but they can't play both.
Mm-hmm.
It's a revenge game for Scherzer. Or is it a revenge game for his team since he left?
Well, it's also a revenge game for Zimmermann.
Double revenge game.
Revenge game.
I don't even know how to process that. I don't think Zimmerman's going to be good.
Probably not.
He's had a good start to the year. He's pitched well. He hasn't pitched near as well as his ERA would make you think he has.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a few good strikeout games, but...
He has one of the lowest strikeout rates of all qualified pitchers.
Even this season, huh?
Yes.
I guess I might be confused, and I thought I remembered him having a few 6 or 7 strikeout games.
He might have had...
I'm pretty sure he did against the Royals, is why I remember it.
Right. He might have had a 6 or 7. His strikeout totals, he had 2 against the Rangers,
okay,
7 against the Twins, 1 against the Athletics, 8 against the Royals, 4 against the Pirates, and 3 against the Yankees.
I must have remembered the...
The Royals and Twins.
The Royals and Twins, because they're teams that I follow a little more.
I'll be interested to see if he challenges Bryce Harper at all.
Yeah. I bet he will. I bet he will.
I'd like that. It'd be nice if somebody would pitch
somebody
to him.
Somebody needs
to. I don't love a lot of the pitchers. I guess the other question is, Thor's only 200 more than Scherzer on DraftKings. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to use Thor on DraftKings, but not on FanDuel. I don't think I'll use him at all on FanDuel.
Yeah, I probably won't have Thor on FanDuel either, but I will, like you said, use him on DraftKings to get the exposure to him there.
Right.
I don't want to load up everything on Scherzer tonight.
I don't really like the $8,000 pitchers that much, Maeda, Jaime Garcia, or Rick Porcello. I might have a little bit of Nicasio. If I'm going to go cheap at pitcher, it's Jared Eichhoff.
Yeah, it's Eichhoff, or I do kind of like I like Porcello again. I liked him a little bit, you know, the last few starts he's made. I do think that the win probability is still pretty high against Eric Sercamp.
Oh, absolutely. Eric Sercamp's $4,800.
Yeah.
And he's overpriced.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, if you're going cheap, you definitely go Eichhoff. But I like Porcello in that mid-range.
The Braves are terrible. Yep. Eichhoff's pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have huge upside. The best thing I did with pitcher last night was Adam Morgan.
Yeah.
But he's a lefty. Eichhoff's a righty. So that's not quite as good a matchup. But I would say that a high percentage of my lineups tonight will be Scherzer or Eichhoff.
Yeah.
Feel like that's safe?
Yeah, that's safe for sure.
We have any weather concerns so far for the evening? I've not seen any.
The Cubs game, maybe. I think there's supposed to be some weather come in late into Chicago.
Of course
late.
There is.
I mean, it's Chicago.
Right.
In May. So other than that, I don't think that we have many issues.
I'm going to put the Red Sox in the Coors category today in that I think everybody wants to play Red Sox. Who is your favorite Red Sox hitter?
Probably Mookie Betts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I think he's the best hitter, and he hits leadoff, and $4,100 is a reasonable price for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my favorite is Chris Young.
Yeah.
He hit fifth last night. I would expect he'll hit fifth or sixth tonight. He crushes lefties. I don't think he has a home run yet this year.
I don't think he does
either.
He's
due. And he's bare minimum price. It's hard to stack the Red Sox with Scherzer because they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it if you play Chris Young.
Yeah. The other guy I like a lot is Hanley Ramirez.
Yeah.
3-hit game last night and a couple multi-hit games. He was very cold for a while.
Right.
But he looked very comfortable last night.
So you play Mookie. Let's say you're going to play Chris Young, too, to make the stack affordable.
Mm-hmm.
You play Hanley. You go Bogarts or Pedroia?
Personally, probably... Wow. Probably Bogarts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could play Bogarts and Pedroia if you're playing Eichhoff and just skip Chris Young.
Yeah.
So who do you like the most besides the Red Sox?
So besides the Red Sox, do I have to pick a team besides the Red Sox? Can I just stack them all night? I'm going to go with the Pirates.
I was going to say you can, but we saw what happened with Coors last night. When you take that approach,
yep,
this doesn't always work.
So, yeah, the Pirates.
Okay.
That game finally is going to play.
Allegedly,
yes.
Yeah, I like just about... I hope they don't put the same stupid lineup out they had yesterday before the postpone with David Freese leading off.
That's annoying.
I will play any one of the Pirates outfielders.
Yeah.
I will play Jung Ho Kang.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one good thing about that rainout was that was Gong's day off, so now he can play 2 more days in a row.
Yeah.
So,
which outfielder is your favorite for the Pirates? I know it probably depends on lineup spot. I think Polanco, if he was hitting top five, it'd probably be your favorite, maybe, because of price.
Yeah,
if he hits seventh or eighth for some crazy reason.
Right. I think it's probably McCutchen.
Yeah.
I don't think the price... I think he's the best hitter, the best player on their team, and he's not priced that much higher than the rest of them, so that's who I'd probably go with.
Okay.
Also, I don't hate the Marlins. Derek Dietrich finally got his price bump.
Yes, he did.
So I'm not really interested in him. But I could see playing Justin Bour, Christian Yelich, Giancarlo Stanton, JT Realmuto. Any of those guys, I think, are in play.
Yeah, I like the Marlins a lot tonight.
We've said that a couple nights.
Yeah.
And it has not worked swimmingly.
No. I mean, they are the Marlins.
That's a fact that people should not forget. They are the Marlins. That's why they have Marlins across the front of their jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I am working on the BBP lineup. I wasn't aware until very late today that I was going to have to host.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Chris just had other things that were more important to him than chasing dongs.
I can't imagine anything being more important than chasing dongs.
That's kind of how I feel about it. We do have some... We have a BBP lineup. I wouldn't say that we have a BBP lineup that I feel good about, because the sample sizes are pretty small today. Mm-hmm. We do have a BBP pitcher, though. Michael Pineda has been fairly dominant against the Kansas City Royals. And, I mean, I know Lorenzo Cain woke up yesterday.
He sure did.
I'm not sure that was the best thing for him, because I feel like he swings for the fences too often as it is.
Oh, he's definitely getting the golden sombrero tonight.
But Pineda has... Royals batters have 103 plate appearances against Michael Pineda. They have a 565 OPS. 220, 242, 323 slash line.
Wow.
That's not good.
No.
I don't know how much it really means to me. I'm not going to play Pineda in any other lineups, but he belongs in the BVP lineup. We're going to hope that Jared Saltalamacchia gets the start tonight at catcher. He has had some decent success against Max Scherzer. He's 6-for-15 with a dong, so that's not bad. Justin Bour against Chase Anderson, 3-for-6 with an 1167 OPS. Daniel Murphy has seen Jordan Zimmermann, get this, 62 times.
Wow.
328 average with a 945 OPS. He's hit four dongs.
And Murphy's playing very well right now.
Exceptionally. I figured out why David Freese was in the leadoff spot yesterday.
Why?
He's a BVP All-Star.
Is he?
So I think that that's pretty clear that he probably will be again. 4-for-12 against Alfredo Simon with a 917 OPS. There's almost nothing BVP-wise at the shortstop position tonight. You can play Tulo against Mad Bum or Adani Echevarria. Has a 977 OPS against Chase Anderson, who's just not good.
Not good.
Giancarlo also good against Chase, 4-for-11 with a dong. Josh Reddick is hitting like 600 over the last couple weeks. He's 3-for-8 with a dong off of Rick Porcello. And then Ryan Braun, 3-for-6 against Wei-Yin Chin. So that was Pineda, Saltalamacchia, Bour, Murphy, Freeze, Hetch, Stanton, Reddick, Braun. If you're not going to play Hanley, if you're going to stack the Red Sox and use somebody besides Hanley at first base, I think it should be Justin Bour. I think he may take Chase Anderson to Dongtown tonight.
Yeah, I like that play a lot.
Speaking of dongs, Paul Goldschmidt was the only good thing that happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
He did hit a dong. I caught one. And this is the perfect intro. I was going to give the standings. Mm-hmm. You're winning. Okay. You have 22.5 for the season. I have 16.9, which I'm pretty sure I had 16 before that dong, but Chris isn't here to question the scoring system.
Mm-hmm.
Chris has 10.2. He doesn't get any dongs, but his score never falls.
That's weird.
I don't know how that works for sure. But I had already selected long ago who my dong chaser pick was going to be.
Okay.
You may already know who it is.
Probably David Freese.
No, it's not.
I know.
Chris, not here, sent me a message just now. Are either of you picking Chris Young for dongs? Chris Young at $2,000 is my dong chaser pick of the night. It's very rare that you get a guy at the minimum price against a pitcher as bad as Surkamp in a park as good for righties as Fenway. I think Chris Young is going to Dongtown tonight.
I like that choice a lot. I definitely would have taken that.
And I like it so much more that Chris like wanted to have him and now can't.
Yeah.
You got to make a pick.
I do. And
you can't go cheaper than me this time.
No, I can't go cheap at all, really.
You're going to have to go expensive.
Daniel Murphy.
Daniel Murphy. You believe in BVP.
I do not. I believe in Daniel Murphy's hitting.
You believe in hard contact rate.
I do.
And he has had a lot of that.
Yes, he has.
Lately. We will see if Chris gets his other pick in beforehand, but I would guess he's just going to put it out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I assume, I'm just going to gleefully assume that Chris is sulking over the fact that he didn't get to use Chris Young. I think Chris Young might have hit a single off of the monster last night.
If he did, I didn't see it, but I did see one of his hits. He hit the ball very well.
Yeah, he's locked in right now.
Yeah.
Do you have a lineup?
I do.
Okay. Who's your pitcher?
I'm going to give an Eichhoff lineup.
Good. Good. Yes. That'll be different.
Yep. Jared Eichhoff, Francisco Cervelli, Hanley Ramirez, Daniel Murphy, Jung Ho Kang, Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Bryce Harper, and Chris Young.
That is very similar to my lineup still. I've got Scherzer, though.
Yeah.
So I've got a little bit better pitcher. I'm going to go with Steven Vogt again.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bour at first base. Brandon Phillips at second. Gong, Bogaerts, Betts, Young, and Andrew McCutchen.
I like it.
So it can't go worse than it did yesterday.
No.
Have you started on a DraftKings lineup yet?
I have not.
I think we can put together one.
But we can, yeah.
Real quick here. We know, I really feel like the pitchers on DraftKings tonight is you're using either Scherzer and Eichhoff or Thor and Eichhoff.
Yes.
You feel good with that?
Yep.
Let's go with Thor and Eichhoff just for the purpose of, are you actually entering this one in?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I'm going to build it, yeah.
At the catcher position tonight, DraftKings has got their catchers all priced extremely fairly. Like, I don't feel like you need to look for a cheap catcher because tonight they're all cheap.
Yes.
I know you like Cervelli at 3,600. He's cheap enough. I think that's a good way to go.
Okay. We'll put Cervelli in there.
Now, at first base, you got a decision to make because there's a difference in price between Bohr and Hanley on FanDuel, but it's not as big as the one on DraftKings. 3,400 for Justin Bohr, 4,700 for Hanley. Who's your favorite first base play right now? Is it Jaso? Is it Bohr? Is it Hanley?
Right now, it's probably Jaso, but where's he going to be in the lineup if Freeze is leading off?
Right. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Who do you want to go with?
We can go with Bohr if that's who you want to go with.
We can go with Bohr.
Yep.
Derek Dietrich has still not seen the price bump on DraftKings. He's 3,400 still.
Yeah.
That's basically what he's been for the last week.
Yeah, let's lock him in there.
Lock in Dietrich. And Chris is upset. Sorry to interrupt the DraftKings lineup process, but he's going to go with Mookie Betts.
It's a good choice.
Yeah, I don't dislike that at all. He's probably got a better dong odds than I do. At third base, we both had Gong on FanDuel. He's 3,900 on DraftKings. You want to lock him in?
I think we should lock him in there.
Okay. How much do we have left per player now?
$4,050.
$4,050. That seems a little bit low still. I want to come back to shortstop because I'd like to play Xander Bogaerts.
Mm-hmm.
I think we plug in Chris Young at 3,500.
Yep.
And then that leaves us with
4,233.
Man, it's going to be really difficult to play Bogaerts.
Yeah, at 49, that's quite a bit. I mean, I would much rather invest 51 for Mookie in the outfield than 49
yeah.
for Xander.
I think plug Mookie in.
Yep. gives you 3,800.
3,800 for two outfield spots?
One outfield spot and one shortstop.
Yeah, it's not usually this difficult to build lineups on DraftKings. I feel like it might be a little bit easier on FanDuel today, which is a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a cheap shortstop that you like on DraftKings?
Because
I'm not really seeing one that I'm a fan of. I mean, we could just go with Aledmys Diaz at 3,400.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at Diaz or Hechevarria, 2,800. Not really excited about him.
But. Right. Well, what do we plug in Yelich in the other outfield spot?
Okay.
He's 4,400. What does that leave us with?
It leaves you $100 short of Jordy Mercer for the Pirates stack, but Estrubel Cabrera, no thank you.
Wow.
Freddy Galvis could be interesting. So one thing that just happened during the podcast, Chacin got traded. So he will not. Yes, he got traded to the Angels.
For?
I don't know.
A bag of
A washing machine, a bag of baseballs. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Braves have so much pitching right now, I can understand why they're unloading.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Williams Perez will likely get the start tonight.
Williams Perez. I like Eichhoff a lot more now.
Yes. The decision has not been finalized, but the deal with the Braves and Angels is almost final, meaning that he will not start tonight.
So I think Freddy Galvis would be the guy you plug in. So what lineup right now, does that give us?
All right. So that gives us Eichhoff, Syndergaard, Cervelli, Bohr, Dietrich, Gong, Freddy Galvis, Chris Young, Mookie Betts, and Christian Yelich.
That's okay. I feel like may want to work in a few more Red Sox, but they're priced appropriately on DraftKings. DraftKings did a better job of keeping up with the Red Sox pricing than FanDuel did.
Yes, they certainly did.
And tonight's going to be a better night than last night was. And today's going to. Has Kyle Hendricks given up any more runs during the podcast?
I have not wanted to watch. No, the first inning lasted this entire podcast.
Okay.
The bottom of the first is now over. It's 2-1 San Diego. So the Cubs did get one run back.
I mean, that was a short podcast.
But that was a long inning.
That was a very long inning. Innings should not last as long as podcasts.
No, I mean, the inning started before we started the podcast.
That's true. Wow. Well, good luck to Kyle Hendricks. Good luck to you, Mike. Good luck to all of you this evening. Remember, follow us on Twitter, and we will give you any late-breaking information at Heath Cummings Sr., at CTowers CBS, and at Mike5754. Goodbye.